Our MacGyver-style games managed to create a lot of havoc. Perhaps one of the worst instances of this was when we found an old shopping cart and made a game out of it. We flipped it upside down, and with me caged inside. I pretended to be a dog, barking at my siblings if they came close. Whenever I would try to come out of this cage, they would drop the gate of the cart, forcing me to stay inside. We did this a handful of times. It was ridiculously fun. However, as they slammed the gate down on the fourth attempt, I couldn't move my hand back in fast enough. In the process, my pinky got in the way and ended up getting cut nearly through, barely dangling on by a piece of skin. My siblings were terrified by this sight, and they ran and hid behind a dumpster. I rushed back into the motel, holding my dangling pinky in place, all the while howling in agony. It took my parents a minute to register what happened as they saw me with blood dripping from my finger and all over my shirt. Naturally, my mom freaked out. However, my dad stayed very calm and collected and took me to the emergency room. I ended up having to wait nearly 4 hours in the musty waiting room before a doctor arrived and examined my pinky. He very nonchalantly informed me that there was nothing that could be done. My pinky would just have to be amputated. This, of course, was petrifying. As my father tried to console me, trying to convince me that a life without all 10 digits was fairly common, a doctor/angel came up to us. He examined my pinky and reassured me that he would be able to reattach it, the only drawback being that my fingernail may never grow back again. I opted for this, obviously. No nail is much better than no finger.